So many of you have heard me share all kinds of statistics of late about the economic conditions in our community that make the work of the St. Pete Free Clinic so critical. 46% of our community are in need. They are either experiencing poverty or they are in what we call our ALICE population, our asset limited, income constrained and employed, our working poor population. And these are folks who struggle to make ends meet and have to make really tough choices between what bills to pay every month. Should I pay my rent or put food on the table? Should I pay my electricity bill or childcare costs for my young children? And so the Free Clinic makes it our priority to step into that gap and make sure families don't have to make those tough choices. And a lot of the amazing work that we do is right out of this building right here. Again, our Jared S. Hetchkoff Community Food Bank, named in memory of the late Jared S. Hetchkoff, the husband of Bonnie Hetchkoff, one of the primary donors who helped us build this amazing facility and also led the charge in the acquisition of this new amazing truck. Through Bonnie's generosity and that of other donors who contributed to this amazing effort, we've been able to do amazing things like go from distributing 11.3 million pounds of food out into the community in 2019 to distributing 20.4 million pounds of food in this last fiscal year. We cannot do that without facilities, without vehicles, without our amazing food bank staff who are here behind the scenes also making all of this possible. And so we're just here to dedicate the vehicle, to say thank you to our amazing donors. And then we hope that you'll all stick around and celebrate with us a little bit for Fall Fest, which begins at 10. And so with that, I'd like to turn it over to our amazing board chair, Janet Adams, who's gonna say a little bit more.
I just thank you all again for coming and being involved with this wonderful organization. My job today is to read the list of people who are the donors for this truck. As we all know, nothing happens at the Free Clinic without the generosity of our donors. So I'd like to read the list of people who have donated to make this truck happen. It's a long list because it's an expensive truck, so please let me go ahead and go through. Diane Arthur and the Arthur Family Foundation, Michael Bates, Dorothea Capadonna, Connie Chapman and Bruce Mattern, Greg Depp and his late wife Maureen, Bonnie Hetchkoff herself, Bob and Jean Markley, Jack and Kelly Ornell, Iqbal and Janet Peru, Lewis and Anne Rothschild, Edward Schlenk, Beverly Shapiro, Donna Wechter, and Herbert Walter. Please join me in giving a hand, everybody. Before I turn it back over to Jim, I'd just like to say one of the things that's going on in our Fall Food Fest here is the Puff Goes the Waffle Truck. And I don't know if you've been following this woman's growth in her business as much as I have, but I can't wait as soon as 10 o'clock comes to have a Pop Go the Waffle, and I hope you all do too. Thanks.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks so much. So we would love for the woman of the hour to give a few remarks. If she'd like to do that, I'd love to introduce Bonnie Hetchkoff, who not only is one of St. Pete Free Clinic's transformational donors, but we're also so fortunate to have her leadership on our board of directors. And so I'd like to introduce Bonnie Hetchkoff.
Bonnie.
Thank you. I don't have that much to say, but I wanted to welcome everybody who's here, staff, volunteers, board members. I was hoping to see some of my superhero Cobians, but I don't see any Cobians here right now. Maybe they'll be here later. We did invite them to volunteer, but it was kind of last Monday. It was a little bit late. But thank you all for all that you do to make the Free Clinic as wonderful as it is and to help so many people in need. And I'd be glad to sign autographs.
All right, well, Alicia or somebody get a pen ready, please, and a pad of paper. So, okay, Bonnie has a pen, so we're ready to sign autographs. And so before we cut the ribbon, I want to introduce just one more person who's going to speak briefly. You all know Shayna Bent, our COO, who is an absolute powerhouse, often behind the scenes, and makes the incredible work happen every day across all of our programs and many other areas of operation in our organization. There is no way that we would have been able to step up and do everything that we did in response to COVID and continue to do and plan for as we go forward. So join me in welcoming Shayna, who's going to share a little more before we cut the ribbon. Well, this morning when I woke up and it was pouring rain, I was reminded of a day a few years ago when we gathered here in this building to cut the ribbon on the new Jared S. Hetchoff Community Food Bank. It was pouring, the roads were flooded, half the people couldn't make it here, and so I thought, how appropriate that we're here to cut the ribbon on a new truck. And so back then when we got the new warehouse, I thought, oh, this will be great. We'll have room. Isn't it nice? It's so pretty. And it didn't occur to me just how much that was going to enable us to do. And I feel the same way about this truck. When we get new trucks, when we get new things, we get so excited. We're like, look at the truck. It's so much fun. When Abby pulled it up for the first time and we got inside, it was so exciting. But it's things like this that enable us to do the things that we do to feed our community. It's things like trucks and warehouses and forklifts that allow us to provide 20 million pounds of food to our neighbors in need. And so we are so excited. This is more than just a truck. It is really a tool to feed our community, to provide nutrition, to feed children, and to do so much more. And so when Abby calls me and I'm like, hey, what are you doing today? Well, I'm making 3 trips down to Sarasota because I have a small truck and I can't fit that much. Well, now maybe it's 1 trip or 2 trips. It allows us to go further. It allows us to go find more food. It allows us to deliver food to places who don't have it and community partners who need it. And so I just want to say thank you so much. This is so much more than just a truck. It will really help us take whatever it is to the next level. I don't know what that is yet, but just to do more and reach more people. So Bonnie and friends and all of our donors, thank you so much for what you do. You make this possible. So I just want to say thank you.
It's
everybody. So now I think somewhere we have a large pair of scissors, or maybe even a small pair. A pair of scissors. I don't know if we're like the chamber with one of those really big ceremonial. I know if we're going to be doing more of these, we need to get. Oh, we do. We have a huge pair of scissors. Very exciting. And with our old logo, which is fine. I don't know if you all know, or I'm sure you all are checking our website on, you know, as regular a basis as I am. But our new thespfc.org website went live last night. So sort of the culmination of our rebrand efforts over the course of the last year. You also may notice that the truck behind me is white and doesn't have anything else on it. The unfortunate situation, we couldn't get it quite wrapped in time for this event. So I was telling Bonnie earlier, we'd be happy to have another ribbon cutting and invite all of you to that when we get the truck wrapped with our new logo and the names of all of the donors who contributed to the vehicle. So Bonnie, I would love for you to do the honors, and maybe we could gather around as closely as people feel comfortable. And yes, so we'll cut the ribbon, and then we will do special tours of the truck, if you will, for anybody who might like that. So please do gather around, and let's cut this ribbon and take a photo. Yay for infrastructure.
You've been listening to the dedication of a brand new food truck supporting the Jared S. Hetchoff Community Food Bank here in St. Petersburg. Supporting the St. Petersburg Free Clinics efforts that culminate with the collection and distribution of some 20 million pounds of food. A very significant community organization, the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, operating not only in food but in health care and supporting so many needs of people in need throughout the St. Petersburg and Pinellas County area. Live event coverage on this now lovely, cool Saturday morning in St. Petersburg from 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. And again, coming up at 10 o'clock, we'll be back live, this time from across town at Craftsman House, where Pete Gallagher and the Florida Folk Show team is standing by to bring you the Florida Folk Show from 10 until 12 noon today. So in the meantime, Joe Bordeaux, thanks for listening. We will return you back to our studio.